The two photos above, taken in Gorizia in March 1946, show demonstrations of the Slovenian and Italian inhabitants in favor of annexing the disputed territory to Yugoslavia or Italy. This is the time when the International Allied Control Commission was present on the disputed territory, when the border between the future states was not yet determined. The Italian and Slovenian inhabitants from this territory joined demonstrations in Trieste and Gorizia, as well as in small towns in Zone A. They wanted this area to be annexed to either Italy or Yugoslavia. In 1945, General William Morgan, Supreme Allied Commander in the area of Trieste, together with General Arso Jovanovic, Chief of the Yugoslav Army General Staff, signed a document in Belgrade dividing into two zones the disputed area in Friuli Venezia Giulia between Italy and Yugoslavia. Until the final division of the disputed area, the Allied military government governed in Zone A, while the Yugoslav army occupied Zone B. Thus, the border divided the inhabitants of the Primorska region barely a month after the end of World War II. Those who used to leave between the Morgan Line and Rapallo border were under the military administration of the Yugoslav army, while those who lived to the west of the Morgan Line were governed by the Allied military government. For the majority of inhabitants, these 2 years of living in Zones A and B were a time of great expectations, making them only too aware that the decisions about one's future life are taken out of one's hands.